This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Montana's ass. You tell him you're Joe Montana.
Did you beat him up during the break?
Absolutely. Gave him peace of my mind.
I mean, and I jokingly said you could be his grandson, but you could. He's that old. So what happened in the parking lot with Grandpa Montana today?
Yeah, Gramps is rolling in and I'm right behind him, and he stops as we got a big parking lot. He goes to the left. I go to the left too, because I kind of wrap around that light pole and then I kind of park close to you, right?
Right.
Every morning. So he's wrapping
left.
It's
been your dream to be close to me.
Close to you, Bob. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So
close to you.
So I'm behind him. He stops. Stays stopped. I'm like, okay, what are we doing here? Like middle, I can't really, you know. And then his reverse lights come on. I'm like, this is like not the place you stop in the parking lot. There's no one. There's three cars here. You're stopping right here. You got to go reverse. And
he's
I'm like,
big back end guy.
Cool. So yeah.
Oh yeah. He drives a pickup truck. Back end guy. Yeah.
Big back end guy. Three tries, by the way. No one near him. Three tries.
How does he even know where he's backing into? The parking lot has no lines in
back
it.
Shouldn't be allowed to back in anymore.
So I saw the reverse lights go on. I'm like, no, man. And so I skirted I gassed it up a little bit and just skirted past him. I'm waiting for you.
Did you tear it around though? Like, did you screech the tires?
No, I don't think so.
So what's he mad about? I'm sorry, you have to refresh my memory.
Who knows? Maybe
Try to run him over.
Try to run him over.
Yeah.
These youngsters today at that FM Sports Station.
Do they have a phone number?
Yeah, they do. In? Yeah, let's call into their show.
That is.
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
Be like, hey, this is Max, brother.
This is Max, brother.
I mean, prank calls are in.
Prank calls are in right
now.
Yeah,
let's do it. Absolutely. Call him up. Get him on the line.
I don't even know. Yeah, like, I'm sure Kramer would pot you up, but he can't spoil the bit. That'd be the problem. And I don't want Kramer to talk.
Yeah. Hello. This is the Mission Police Department. We saw an incident in the lot this morning that we're trying to get to the bottom of.
So what you're saying is it was Zeke that backed into that tree that knocked that branch down?
Probably.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, he got mad at me because I honked my car to lock it the other morning. He was like, when I'm out there, only one person gets to lock their car because it confuses me. Now he was being facetious.
He was joking, yeah. Zeke's the best, though. No, he really is. He's awesome. Like,
yeah,
and we're it's all tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's really funny, though. Like, you got radio wars going because this guy's trying to back into a parking spot, and you're like, I don't have time for you.
Nah, I'm getting in.
You know how the stories, like, never end when we were talking about Belichick earlier?
Oh, we got more, huh?
Yeah, I texted you and Mac an article that I saw while using the restroom. According to Awful Announcing, she was an instrumental part in shutting down Hard Knocks. I'm just reading what I've been reported.
I mean, if you're North Carolina, you didn't sign up for this. You really didn't. You're trying to get this football program back, and now you got yourself a Jerry Jones-style circus going on down there.
The last time I got hard, I didn't have to use a pill. Now it looks like a wet biscuit. So yesterday we were having some fun post-production. We saw a FanDuel, like a meme or like whatever it was, a tweet, and it was your name as a Kentucky Derby horse.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, if your first name is in between these letters, it's this. If your last name is between these letters, it's this. So we did all of the 96.5 The Fan staff. Cody's horse name is Midnight Cash.
That's pretty good.
It's a good name, Midnight Cash.
Good.
I kind of like that.
Alex Gold, his nickname for a horse, according to these analytics, would be Midnight In-Laws.
Okay.
That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Nixon, Mr. Augusta, his horse name is American Nachos.
Now, what would be on American Nachos? Hot dogs and American cheese?
Hot dogs? Now, I'd say American Nachos are just yellow cheese and jalapenos.
Yeah, that yellow fake cheese.
Because it's fake American cheese.
The stuff they give you at the ballpark.
Sure. The stuff that tastes really good. That you probably won't be able to eat in about 5 months.
Carrington's horse name is Midnight In-Laws as well. So Midnight In-Laws, Alex Gold and Carrington Harrison.
Nice.
Rob Britton, his horse not yet washed, is called Quality Barbecue.
I don't know about you, Carrington, but this Quality Barbecue sure is washed. I don't see him winning the Kentucky Derby at all. I agree, Rob. All these horses, they're all washed. They're 2 years old. Who can have success at two?
We gave earlier, we gave you Jay Binkley's name. His is Long Shot Barbecue.
Yeah, he loves that
nice.
One. Yeah,
that's good.
Perfect for Jay.
Very yeah, much Jay.
It pairs well with a nice craft beer. I tell you what, Long Shot Barbecue up in the Northland. You can see
there's
got
to be a place somewhere near Jay named that, right?
Oh, yeah. Man. We're not mainstream barbecue, but we're that Long Shot Barbecue in Platte County. Speck, Stephen Inspector, Thunderous Cash.
That's pretty good, yeah. Because he does have thunderous cash.
Thunderous cash. Mac Morey, our producer here, and we consider him a co-host as well, 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty Show.
And obviously rabble rouser in the building.
Yeah.
I guess so.
It is starting not beef. Parking lot starter. His horse nickname would be Mysterious Nachos.
What would be a mysterious item where, on nachos?
Wherever your mind wants to go.
Like, what? Like would it be exactly. Like just something like, I don't know, the first thing I'm thinking of, spinach. Like, that would be something ooh, mysterious yeah, okay. On a nacho or...
ew.
What about that's shrimp? Gross. Shrimp nachos are kind of out there.
Imitation though. Crab. That's mysterious.
God, that is nasty.
Imitation crab nachos.
I knew somebody used to eat imitation crab because they thought it was healthy, and they would eat the whole package of it.
That's great.
I will never touch that again the rest of my life. Mine is kind of ironic. It is American Lightning.
Love it.
There is nothing about me that screams lightning. like there's, I mean, I did the steal the base, got made fun of you know, on the old Denny Matthews broadcast. And then there's Bob Fesco. And Bob Fesco's is Midnight Carrots.
I love it.
Heck yes.
I don't know if you've ever had a midnight carrot, but it makes you see better.
It really does. That's another lie. Oh, carrots, eat them though. Help your eyesight.
Midnight Carrot.
Midnight Carrot,
so
baby.
Again, quickly, Cody, Midnight Cash. Alex, Midnight In-Laws. Drew, American Nachos. Carrington Harrison, Midnight In-Laws. Rob Britton, Quality Barbecue. Jay Binkley, Long Shot Barbecue. Steven Spector, Thunderous Cash. Mac Morey, Mysterious Nachos. Dusty Likens, American Lightning. And Bob Fesco, Midnight Carrot.
Midnight Carrot.
I think American Nachos is a good one. I like that.
Yeah,
that's
like who that you're putting your money on?
Yeah, that just sounds good. American Nachos.
I don't know. American Lightning, for whatever reason, Dustman, I might be putting money on your horse. Who's coming in last?
Midnight In-Laws.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
you
weakest.
Hope so, because yeah. Your in-laws always come at midnight. Hey, we made it. We drove straight yeah. Through. It's 12:30.
Yeah. Why are you here like, now?
Go why back. Did you wait until the morning?
Yeah, get a hotel in St. Louis next time.
My in-laws are here. Do they know it's midnight? Of course.
Yes, the midnight in-laws is pretty bad.
That roommate of yours downstairs eat mysterious nachos. That's Mac.
Who's that guy that's eating those mysterious nachos? That's Mac.
He hey, just... your dad's in there eating a midnight carrot. That's Bob.
That's
it's
Bob.
Fine.
Sorry.
It's fine. Totally fine.
Who's that guy with that long sharp barbecue? That's Jay.
Yeah. That's the name of his new chew.
There's juice all over the place.
Yeah.
Right now, Jay is dying. I guarantee he's laughing his ass off. He loves Long Shot Barbecue.
Eating tough tacos. They get a Long Shot Mexican food. Long Shot yeah. Barbecue, where they serve you chew, beer, and mocks. What's on the menu? Mock draft. We start with the appetizers, kickers, and punters. We go to the main course, quarterbacks, and we flip the page. It's defense. And they got the ABV right next to it.
You can see Jay in a restaurant. His whole menu is based on the draft, the yes. Appetizers, the kickers.
What's your uncle up to? Oh, Rob Britton? Nothing. Quality barbecue?
Yeah. That sounds so boring. Quality barbecue. That fits yeah, Rob, yeah, right? Yeah.
That's like that picture you get from like Texas barbecue where it's like dry ass brisket, pulled pork, and a pickle.
Yeah, all in like a silver tray spaced
yeah.
Out.
Yeah. What's that guy doing? I mean, he seems like he's on crack. That's just American Lightning. That's just Dusty. Have you heard the show at 6 o'clock? How's he there already? Coffee. Lot of sleep.
Energy
I think.
Drink.
Yeah. Yeah. An Alani, a coffee, and American Lightning. So yeah, Thunder is Cash.
That's a good one.
That
yeah, is a
that's
good
underrated.
Name.
Yeah,
come around
really
the end of Thunder's Cash, followed by American In-Laws, followed by Midnight In-Laws, followed by Long Shot Barbecue. Here comes Midnight Carrot. Midnight Carrot takes the win.
The problem with Thunderous Cash, though, is like...
Is Cash Thunderous?
It's Spectre. He's just like told so many tales of athletic achievements. It's hard to bet on him in the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, gosh. Somebody from the 913. Dusty, you spurred an idea. Start a beer company, and our main beer is Mock Draft. You in?
You in? Love it.
Yeah, you have Sleeper, Steel, and Slide.
Bigley's already in line.
Rob's favorite IPA, Washed Up Kelsey.
Oh. It started off crispy and good and had a terrible backwash finish.
This beer's washed, Carrington. Yeah, I know, Rob. We've gone over this for years now, and it's still the same.
Of course, Bob's name is Midnight Carrot the day after Tuesday. Yeah, what's up, Doc?
I just want to win, Jim.
No doubt about it.